Al Smith and Niall Horan just before that saying drive safe. And if you're on the drive, you've got us tuned in on Radio Life and Style 88 FM. Welcome to your Thursday morning. It's just gone 8:30. Time for us to get into another special interview. And it's obviously the new month of April. And April, if you didn't already know, is Autism Awareness Month. And today we're shining a light on something happening right here on the North Coast. The Autism and Special Needs Hope Foundation of Kwadukuza, a local organization making a real difference in the lives of families in our community. And I'm joined today by three remarkable ladies who each have a unique connection to this foundation and a story worth hearing. I've got a fairly full studio, in fact, on the first microphone and representing with crown and sash. Looking very, very pageant ready. Kaylee Reddy is on the microphone with us this morning, and the title that has been bestowed upon her, Miss Teen Universe SA, Mini Universe 2025. Wow, it's a mouthful. But great to have you with us, Kaylee. How are you on a Thursday morning?
I am fine, thanks. And you?
Great to have you. Great to meet you. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Kaylee Reddy and I'm 11 years of age. I live in the beautiful town of Kwadukuza. I am a grade 6 learner currently attending Glenhills Primary School. I am a dancer. I go to Priscina's Dance Academy. I am a movie actress and a model, a title holder of 20 sashes. I am your Miss Teen Universe South Africa Mini Universe 2025. I am also the face of Rescue Paw Friends, and I'm a member of the Kwadukuza Autism Foundation. I joined the Kwadukuza Autism team in 2025.
Brilliant stuff. That's a whole host of incredible titles and achievements, Kaylee. And we're gonna bring the questions back to you in a second. But while we just introduce the rest of our panel this morning, as a sitting board member on the board of Autism Hope Foundation Kwadukuza, Charmaine Manis is in the house with us. Charmaine, how are you today?
Good day. I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Fantastic. And love to meet new people, and I'd love to know more about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, my name is Charmaine Manas, and I am Mrs. Kwadukuza Role Model 2024. I'm also the face of Role Model 2025. I am a working class mom. At the same time, I balance taking care of my daughter and of my heart. It actually goes out to the Kwadukuza Autism Special Needs Foundation, and I plan on being there. And I am so excited to be here. I thank you for having us on board. And yes,
what more do you need to say? That's fantastic. And thanks for being here to kick off the month of April and Autism Awareness Month, of course. And rounding out our team, another young lady with sash and crown in the studio this morning, Ria Harpasad, as Miss Teen Courageous SA Supreme Winner 2025. Did I get it right, Ria?
Yes, you did.
Hang on a second. Let me make sure I've got you on the microphone there. Oh, your microphone is turned around. That's why we're batting to hear you. Give me 1 second. Got you there. Can you hear me now? I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, fantastic. And tell me a little bit about yourself.
To introduce myself, I am Ria Harpasad. I am a 13-year-old, vibrant young girl who is passionate about community and charity work. I currently hold the title of Miss Teen Courageous SA Supreme Winner. But today, I proudly sit in front of you as a representative of the Autism and Special Needs Hope Foundation.
Magic. So we've got more than a few voices to join the question and answer session right now, and sort of starting the ball rolling. Kaylee, as the youngest member of the team this morning, beyond the pageant world, you've got a connection to the Autism Foundation of Kwadukuza. What role do you play within the foundation?
I assist the foundation financially and with entertainment. I have a passion for putting smiles on these kids' faces.
Well, that's a noble cause. And, you know, the word autism gets thrown around quite a bit. What is your actual understanding of what autism is, and why does it matter to you personally?
Autism is a lifelong condition that affects how a person thinks, feels and interacts. It basically means that your brain works in a different way. So it's very important to be patient and kind.
I agree with everything you've just said there. And Charmaine, from your position and your seat on the board at the Autism Hope Foundation of Kwadugusa, being a board member of a community foundation like this, it's a real commitment. What does it mean to you personally to be a part of the Autism Hope Foundation of Kwadugusa, and what drew you to this particular organization?
Brilliant question. I love it. Aside being a member of the Autism Foundation, I am someone's mother, sister, and friend. I have families who are on the spectrum, and I have a huge and special place in my heart for those facing autism. Currently in Kwadugusa, we are an awareness campaign only, and this is due to because we do not have a resource center, and this impact reflects us on not teaching the kids. 90% of the time, all we have is our center at the Kwadugusa Mall. And we do 50% teaching, 50% awareness, and we are lacking so much. Like, basically, the kids need counseling, teaching, and all we have is the Kwadugusa Mall that offers us a room when the manager is available. This is our 15th year, and we are 10 years at the Kwadugusa Mall. We have a new child approaching us every day, and as a neurodiversity community, we do not have an information center. Where those without medical aid can go through and pick up resources. We do buy resources as an initiative, but we do not have a pickup center. Our dream and vision is to have our center and something simple. Basically, just a reception area, a room for therapy for the kids, and the office base to do one-on-one counseling with parents. We currently have 2 trained counselors. All we are in dire need of is a special needs center. When normal kids are sick, they have a choice of any doctor or hospital local to go to, but our kids with spectrum do not have the choice as them. That's because not everyone can handle their situation. We want to give our full support to those kids, and the only way we can do this is to have our own resource center. We want families to acknowledge us as their go-to person. Our aim in Kwadugusa is to have a safe, free space, and we do have a huge presence here in Balito because the media license officer used to work in this area in the North Coast Korea. We want everyone to hear our cries today since it's World Autism Day. I plead to you on behalf of the Kwadugusa Autism Board to please come on board with us, as our dire need is to have a resource center and a go-to place for our kids with autism. Thank you.
You're getting the message here on a Thursday morning. And Charmaine, thank you for that. And as we get to the last member of the team in the studio with us this morning, Rhea, as Miss Teen Courageous SA Supreme Winner for 2025, you're involved with the Autism and Special Needs Hope Foundation. What does that involvement actually look like day to day, and what role do you play?
My role within the foundation is to create awareness amongst the younger generation and improve understanding of autism. My campaign is centered around No to Bullying.
No to Bullying, and that's a big one. Hey, bullying of children with autism and special needs in schools across the country, it's a real serious problem. From where you stand as a young person yourself, how do you think that issue can actually be addressed?
I believe that autistic children are usually bullied in school due to other trends seeing them as being different or even peer pressure. More needs to be done at primary school level so that younger children are educated about autism. This can be in various forms, such as introduction of autism in subjects like life orientation or life skills, through plays, and even hosting annual autism awareness days at school. Communication is key in getting rid of these negative behaviors towards autism. The ultimate goal is appreciating and valuing each person for their differences. It's what makes each of us unique, special, and beautiful. Imagine how boring the world would be if we were all the same. Thank you.
There you go. Giving you something to think about at the start of the new month of April, Autism Awareness Month. And thank you to my guests this morning, Kaylee, Charmaine, Rhea. Thank you all. And what strikes me really about this conversation, you know, is that the Autism Hope Foundation of Kwadaguza isn't just sitting around waiting for some knight in shining armor. You're out there engaging with the community, trying to do as much as you can. And obviously, your work is only made more powerful by local support, local people, local families and local organizations getting behind you. If you're listening to this and if you want to help fuel the mission, say no to bullying, no to labels, and to spread the word and understanding of neurodiversity, then get onto Facebook and look for the Autism and Special Needs Hope Foundation page. That's it, Autism and Special Needs Hope Foundation, and you can find out more about their ongoing fundraising initiatives and hopefully spread the word further beyond just the month of April. You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. And this is the North Coast doing what it does best, looking after its own. Thank you, ladies, one and all. And looking forward to chatting again really soon on radio. What do you say? Yeah. Yes. You heard it. Back to the music.